Welcome to Rhythm and Muse, a daily Trojan podcast. I'm Amarita.
I'm Nicole.
And we're here today to talk about celebrity beef.
Yes.
Okay, so we kind of have like a short list of stuff to talk about. So we're going to start. Our first one is Will Smith and Chris Rock.
I remember when that happened. The internet blew up.
But I was like at a watch party for it.
Oh my God, you watched it in person?
They like cut it out in real time, right? And so we like saw half of it and then it was like cut off. And we were like, oh my God.
I know. And then I went back to rewatch the clip.
Everybody like immediately jumps on Twitter and is like, what happened? What happened?
And they turned off the mic as well. And so you can just hear him like screaming from the far distance.
Exactly. So they like cut it off, but you just hear it scream. But like props to them though for like cutting it off so quickly. Like,
no, yeah.
They did that so fast.
That would have not been a good look for them.
But that was crazy. In one of my classes, we talked about it, I think, like, last semester from, like, a PR standpoint. Mm-hmm. And we were like, oh, my God, what happened? They said, like, one of them was going to press charges. I feel like it was Chris.
It has to be Chris.
They're, like, going to press charges. I think they said that he was going to press charges on Will, but then never did or, like, something. Like, I don't know what happened. But someone was going to press charges on someone, and then I don't think it actually happened, but...
Did he apologize? Do you know if Will apologized?
I don't. Oh, he made like a public apology where he was like, my temper got a hold of me. And he apologized when he went up next to go, like, the next time he went up back up on stage to get his, like, get
an award.
He was like, I apologize to like the Academy or whatever. And he was like, for my anger, for my outburst.
I mean, he has to. But he's also banned from going
but I feel like, I don't know, I feel like if they banned him, they should have banned Chris too, but I don't know, like that.
I feel like, I low-key feel like Chris was just doing his job though. I mean,
yes and no.
His like, job was to make fun of people, but I feel as like the host of the Oscars. True.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I think it was very overshadowed by what Will did. Mm-hmm. I don't actually remember his comment, but, you know, everyone in attendance was made fun of.
Yeah, but I just still feel like that was a little too much. Like, yeah, I definitely feel like he should have thought about what he was going to say before he said it.
No, and one other thing, Will was actually laughing with the joke as well until he turned all serious and everything.
Yeah, like, it was like, and one second he was laughing and then he was like, no.
Exactly.
But that also, like, reminded me of the whole thing of, like, hosts for, like, award shows and stuff. Like, the one, I can't remember what award show it was, but he just got, like, super flamed for, like, making fun of, like, Barbie and making, like, sexist comments
and
stuff.
Oh, it was recently. Yeah.
His name. I feel like his name was Joe or something, but I can't remember.
Was it the Grammys?
I don't know. I think it was right before that, but he, like, made a bunch of, like, really bad comments, and then I remember, like, the Barbie one. And then,
yeah, like, I heard about
Greta's
it.
Greta's face, yeah. And they're just, like, showing everyone's face. Like, I remember seeing her face, and I remember seeing Selena Gomez's face, and everybody's kind of just like, what? Like, and then that led to people talking about, like, hosts, and then they later talked about, like, the Grammys and how, like, Trevor Noah is actually a good host, and then the PCAs, where I think it was Simu Liu who hosted, I think, and they were like, oh, he was a pretty good host, too.
Simu?
I'm pretty sure he hosted the PCAs, the People's Choice Awards.
Really?
Yeah, and so people were like, these are examples of good hosts, these are examples of bad ones.
I would never choose Simu as a host.
Really?
But maybe I didn't see his work, so maybe he's a good host.
I feel like he was pretty okay, but I feel like Trevor Noah has always been like a pretty standard
host. Trevor's great.
He's pretty good. Okay, next we have Miley and Nicki. So this was the one where Miley called out Nicki Minaj for her comments about Taylor Swift at the 2015 MTV Awards, and then when Nicki went up to get her award, you know, like, she said her whole thing and was like, what's good, Miley? And then they had, like, their little, like, stage beef for a little bit. I can't remember if that went past that, but I remember everybody was like, oh my God.
I was not part of that like corner of the internet in 2015. So I heard about it like years after.
Oh, really?
Well, not years after. I've always knew about this whole thing that went on. But I kind of feel like it sort of faded. Their beef sort of faded.
It did, yeah.
So
I was saying, I don't think it went past that. But it was definitely like very evident because they literally called each other out on stage.
National television.
She was like, you That's just said all that about Taylor. And then she's like, blah, blah, blah. Like,
but I think Taylor apologized for the MTV feud that they had.
I don't know if it was that one or did she apologize for that one or the one with her and Kanye in 2009?
She wrote a tweet. But yeah, she apologized. She said, I'm sorry, Nikki. So I think that's over with. Okay. But I'm glad they're...
I don't even know how, like, I'm trying to remember how Taylor was brought up in that. But then I see, like, this... similarity between Taylor and MTV Awards because of her thing with Kanye. But I think with that one, I don't know if it's a hot take, but that was Kanye's fault.
Wait, you
the
mean
2009 the... one? Where,
oh yeah, for sure.
Where he was like, no, Beyonce deserved that award. And then, yeah,
let's talk about it, because I remember watching the video and just Taylor just standing there like holding her award.
And he's like, la, la, la. He's like, you just got that. Beyonce literally is here dancing around with their heels and stuff. And you. I think it was crazy because I feel like Beyonce was like, not me. Don't get me in between this. It's not me. And then Kanye's just up here like spewing stuff on stage. And everyone's like, what is happening?
No, this reminds me of Beyonce's reaction to Jay-Z during the most recent Grammy that just happened.
Mm-hmm.
And Jay-Z was just spewing about something. And then Beyonce was in the audience just like minding her business. And like, it just reminded me of that.
She's just always minding her own business. That was funny. Like, which is great. Like, she's great. And when people are just like spewing.
She's just trying to stay unproblematic.
Yeah, she's trying to rope me and stuff. Like, I didn't say anything. And Kanye is like, this should have been Beyonce. And Taylor's over here like, and she's over here like, so funny. But I feel like Kanye definitely held on to that one for a little bit.
Yeah.
I feel like he was definitely like, Taylor for a
Yeah, I don't
bit
take
after
what
that.
Kanye says. Seriously,
I don't think anyone should.
Oh yeah, let's talk about Lea Michele.
There's a lot to say about Lea Michele.
She's interesting for sure.
I mean, we know that Glee was very iconic, but interesting and problematic show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've watched it. I've watched Glee a lot.
I finished the entire thing.
Oh, me too. Yeah, I've watched it like 5 times.
Oh my gosh.
I remember I rewatched it like the first or second time when it was like close to COVID and I had to quarantine because someone next to me got COVID in my dorm. And I was like, oh my God.
Might as well.
Time to rewatch Glee.
You have time.
Yes. I literally went back home and rewatched Glee. And it is like, it's so crazy to watch after so many years. Because I feel like each time you rewatch it, it's like more and more problematic. So you're like, how did they let them do that? Like, huh? Like, it's just so crazy, but it is such an iconic show. And I know that Lea Michele has been in the flames a few times. I know most recently with her whole like, oh my God, Lea Michele can't read.
What?
You never heard
about No.
that? There was like a meme that was like,
Lea Michele can't read.
Yeah, that was like going through the internet.
Let me search this up.
It was, like, basically a joke, like, Lea Michele can't read, and people were like, yeah, that's true. Has anyone ever seen her actually read? And it was, like, this whole thing. Oh, my God, I can't believe you did.
Wait, what?
It was so funny.
That is so random.
It was so random, but it was hilarious to the point where I think some of, like, the people that were on Glee were like, yeah, she can't read.
Oh, my God, not them adding to the fire.
And it was so funny. Like, I think, I want to say the unproblematic people of Glee are like the guy who played Artie and the girl who played Mercedes. and like some other people, they're like, I feel like they've stayed a little bit away from the drama. They're a bit more unproblematic, and they like joke a lot about Glee now. Mm-hmm. And I think it was a few of them, like the unproblematic ones, that were like, oh yeah, Shakira. And it was so funny.
But I definitely know that she's done way more problematic things in the in her past.
Well, yeah, just like everyone, or I know like a whole thing of like people talking about doing interviews and stuff about how she was just so like such an awful person to work with on set.
Mm-hmm.
How people said that her actual personality was Rachel Berry, like she was not acting, like that is her real personality. And I honestly fully believe that after seeing like the way that she acts and just like carries herself like as Lea Michele, like it's giving Rachel Berry. I'm like, yeah, I see it. I don't think she acted. I think that was actually her.
No, even outside of Glee, she did some problematic stuff with, you know, her former colleague, this actor, Samantha Ware, and basically people on Twitter was accusing Lea of making her life on set a living hell. And also threatened to do a number two in Samantha's wig, which is crazy. No, yeah, I've heard a lot about how badly she treats even the extras on set. Yeah,
especially the extras, because she's like, you're not here, like, I'm a regular here. Like, she basically treats like she's the star of the show, this is her show. She's like, you don't know what's going on, like, stay in the background, listen to me, things like that.
A lot like, of complaints about her being a diva, that's for sure.
James Charles. James Charles and Tati. Oh my god, that feels like a lifetime ago.
I remember everything so clearly.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Because that was crazy.
So Tati came out with a video, right? And she basically accused James of being a sexual predator with underage men.
Yes, yeah. But it was like, remember, this was like the time on YouTube where everyone was like promoting the little hair care gummies.
Yes.
And Tati was promoting like the one that we were all seeing, like the little gummy bear ones. And I think what happened was James promoted like the competitor brand, right? And then she was like, oh my God, like he's my friend and he is like promoting like my competitor's brand. Like, and she was like, freaking out, and I think he posted like a little apology on his Instagram story or something. It was like, I'm so sorry, like, you know, black screen, white text, generic for the time. And he was like, oh, I'm so sorry, like my like Tati is like my dearest friend, like I didn't mean to do that.
I have it right here.
And that is what like that is what kickstarted everything, I feel like. And then I think later on is when Tati made that
brings like, out the
that video where what was that
pattern
videos had like bi sisters or something like that. Something sisters.
Oh yeah, bi sister was the title of her like long video.
That was like so like if you show that picture of her like standing in front of that like wall iconic. Like to anyone, like anyone iconic. Will know exactly what it was. Like that's how iconic that was.
But I just find it interesting how she went from addressing the hair gummy problem to then, like, talking about James' pattern of going for straight men.
I don't know where that jump came from. But then people started taking sides starting this whole thing. Because when she started talking about him going for straight men and, like, not leaving them alone, I think it was Zara Larsson, the singer, she, like, came out of nowhere. And she was like, yeah, James actually like DM'd my boyfriend multiple times on Instagram and didn't leave him alone. This is proof. And I was like, where did you come from? Who? Like, where did you come from?
I mean, I know after all these allegations came out, more people came out with their stories of James. Mm-hmm. And, you know, these videos on YouTube started coming out. People on TikTok. All just came out with their stories about how James was trying to pursue them.
It like started a whole like thing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. When they're straight and underaged.
Yep. And then people were coming out with their stories on YouTube. And then the whole like aspect or term of receipts was like really popular because everyone like, where are the receipts? And I think also James did a video with like their receipts or something. I don't remember if it was James or someone else, but someone did a video like of all these texts and stuff. Like
James showing. Actually didn't post any of the receipts.
Oh, I wonder who did.
I think it might be Tati's follow-up video or something.
Somebody was posting a bunch of texts and receipts.
I might be
and
wrong.
I was like, oh my God. And I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. This is getting crazy. It was just, I just remember sitting there and we were all just watching this and everybody was talking about this. Did you see Tati's new video? Oh my God, did you see this? Did you see this? And then I remember Jeffree Star got into the mix.
I was going to say.
He started with a tweet, I think.
I know, yes. Do you remember?
I think he replied to James' brother's tweet, where his brother was like, why are you guys always coming for successful people or something like that? And Jeffree was like, well, if said successful person wasn't like talking to underage straight men or something like that, then we wouldn't be coming after them.
Okay, I have the tweet here.
Oh, please read it.
So James's brother tweeted, why does everyone act so tough over the internet? And Jeffree replied to the tweet. And this is a deleted tweet, by the way, now. Why is your brother a predator? And then 2 question marks. Why'd you really move back to NYC? Exactly. And then shut the bleep up.
Oh, that I was mean, like very like he was interrogating.
I know.
So why did you move back to NYC?
And he also called James a danger to society.
Okay, Jeffree.
Which is like he's now inserting himself in the conversation.
Jeffree definitely inserted himself into this entire thing. And I feel like that's also what led Shane Dawson to get inserted, because Shane Dawson is, of course, linked with Jeffree Star because of their whole, like, palette and makeup, whatever, and their friends.
And docu-series, which I was very into.
I used to, like, religiously watch Shane Dawson, so it was honestly really sad when he, like, got canceled. And I was like, aw. And he's, like, really annoying now, to be completely honest, but I miss old Shane Dawson and, like, his conspiracy videos. Like, I could never watch them at night because I couldn't go to sleep. But they were so good. But Jeffree definitely inserted himself into that, which led to Shane getting inserted because I think, I can't remember, I don't know if you have it, but Shane didn't do anything. I think James Charles just, like, roped him in at the end and blamed everything on him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was at, like, the very end, which is what led, like, Shane Dawson to be, like...
Oh, yeah. He completely...
Not canceled, but, like, prolonged, canceled or whatever.
He completely quit YouTube.
Yeah, because he like, put out a tweet and, like, capital letters and was like, I can't do this anymore or something like that. Like, poor Shane.
Everyone's just pulling, you know, like...
They're just pulling people
each other.
In. Yeah.
It started up with hair care products and then...
With the little gummy bear. I also just think, like, the James and Tati drama brought about, like, the whole introduction of cancel culture, especially in YouTube and, like, influencers and, like, people who are just popular in the non-traditional way, like, not through television or music or anything. But I think that definitely was, like, a huge introduction into cancel culture and just canceling people immediately for literally anything. I think the James and Tati drama is what brought about, like,
cancel
the
culture.
Influx in cancel culture. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you really got to be careful what you say online these days. Because anything from, like, 10 years ago can be dug up and then...
Especially, and I think that was especially after this whole, like, YouTube drama. Like, people just been much more vigilant about what everyone is saying. But I guess moving to more of, like, a recent celeb beef is probably Nicki and Megan. I know, I feel like it's dying down a bit now, but I remember and people are like, are you Nicki or Megan? And I was like, what are you guys talking about?
I remember hearing about it, but was so confused because it, you know, involved lyrics and everything, and I didn't want to dive into it. But Megan released a song called Hiss.
Yes.
And in the song, there was lyrics that I think Nicki took out of context.
She did.
So
she definitely did.
The lyrics were, these bleep, don't be mad at Megan. These bleep, mad at Megan's Law. And if you don't know what Megan's Law is, Megan's Law is basically making sexual offenders register available to public, and Nicki's husband and brother are both on the sex offenders register. And so Nikki obviously wasn't happy with this and like posted.
Yeah. But people were also saying like she just took that out of context.
Yes.
She wanted to start something.
Very much so.
Because people were just like, oh, like that was just, you know, Megan just put it in the song because her name is Megan and this is Megan's Law. Like this, it's just for the lyric, right?
Yeah.
And people were like, oh, Nikki just wanted to start, really wanted to just start something. So she literally went searching through the song and was like, this is about me. And people were just like, girl, what's going on? Like,
and then did you hear her new, like, her diss track?
No, I don't think I
heard Megan. But she did, so in her song, her mm-hmm. diss track about Megan, she referred to Megan as Bigfoot.
Oh.
And then there was this lyric about getting on your good foot, and that's because she was shot in the feet by Tori Lanez.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And it's really not ambiguous. It's literally about Megan. Like,
it's literally straight up about Megan. The Bigfoot thing is like making me laugh because Megan is like, what do you say, 5'10" and she's like, she's Bigfoot. She's 5'10". I just think it's crazy that Nikki just completely took that out of context. It was like, this is about me, and then made a diss track like only about me.
No, I feel like it's a little out of character for her because she usually doesn't post on social media mm-hmm. or do direct diss tracks.
I was
like gonna
ask, like, has Nikki ever made a diss track before about, like,
I don't think
specifically.
So
like, I don't,
I mean, she's,
I also
definitely
think we're past diss track era.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
because we were talking about
era,
like James Charles before. It was, I was also like, what was the other side of cancel culture? Was diss track era.
Rice Gum,
Logan Paul.
Oh my god.
But
oh,
that was,
my god,
it was very like interesting time
10 or something. Mm-hmm. I don't think she's ever made a diss track before, but that was very crazy. I feel like it's died down a little bit now. Mm-hmm,
for sure.
I just remember like a few weeks ago when everyone was like, Nikki or Megan, and then like a Nikki or a Megan song would be playing and we're out and they're like, oh, I see where you stand. And I'd
really
be like, what are you guys talking about? Because I didn't even I didn't know what was going on. And then I went to go look and I was like, oh.
I feel like a lot of people are on Megan's side though.
They are.
Because Megan is just so unbothered with this whole thing.
Yeah.
And the fact that Nikki like did all this just to get back at Megan is wild. It's crazy.
I like, of course, this is my opinion, but like this, Nikki like started it. Like, she picked out the lyric from Megan's song and was like, "I'm gonna make this about me." Mm-hmm. So
for sure.
So it's kind of like, okay,
And Megan was a big fan of Nikki, like a big fan. Like she looked up to her.
Yeah.
But then now, like they're going at it. Yeah.
Oh, Noah Schnapp.
Oh, Noah Schnapp. Okay, I want to talk about this because I think this is so unserious and so funny. And
do we want to like end on that one because it's a funny one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it. Because never would I have thought that these two would cross paths. I just think they belong in such different corners of like the entertainment field.
Yeah. But yeah, this is our unserious celebrity beef for this episode. Noah Schnapp and Tosha Cat. I feel like Doja kind of is ripping up a reputation of starting beef with like very random people. She just started beef with this YouTuber called Johnny Gilbert.
I did not hear anything
crazy
about this.
I like have been watching him a little bit recently, and so I've been hearing, but somebody was like joking about him and Doja Cat, and I saw it on a TikTok and I was like, why are they bringing up Doja Cat? And apparently she like commented on one of his like TikTok streams or something and was like, I don't like the way you look or something like that.
That is so unhinged.
That's why I'm saying like Doja is like, it's like her and these like beefs with the very random people and they're very unserious. That's what this, her and this Noah one reminded me of that.
She also had like an unhinged phase, remember, when she was mm-hmm. like, don't be my fan or something like that.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was so interesting.
I mean, yeah, and she, Doja has been through a lot of stuff, of being like canceled and things like that as well.
Mm-hmm. But going back to this Noah Schnapp and Doja thing, so quick summary: basically, Noah posted a screenshot of him and Doja's DMs on Instagram, just about how Doja was asking for Joseph Quinn's info, mm-hmm. who is Noah's co-star on Stranger Things. Yeah. And she was not happy about the screenshot that was posted, mm-hmm. even though it was very, you know, fun, joking around.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was reading the updates live, and I just thought it was the funniest thing ever because, like, it's nothing, but it's also, like, I understand how she can be upset, but I just thought it was hilarious. It's just
funny. Like, I think this was around the time that Noah was, like, being funny on TikTok. There was, like, a days where he was, like, being, like, a funny
Yeah, he TikTok was on TikTok person. A lot. Yeah.
And I feel like that was when, this is before he got canceled, but that was when, I feel like that was when this happened, too. So I feel like it was just kind of, like, his, like, you know, it was in his realm to, like, post that, to be mm-hmm. like, oh, my God, look, Doja Cat, like, DM'd me.
Isn't this kid in UPenn or something right now?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I think he's in college.
Probably.
Which is probably around that age. For you. But get your degree.
I think it's just Doja Cat, like, her, like, just being so unhinged and, like, starting stuff with random people, like, no. And even, like, this random YouTuber, her just being like, I don't like the way you look. And now it's, like, I only knew because this YouTuber is, like, friend is another, like, famous YouTuber, TikToker. And it has this Doja Cat thing has become, like, an inside joke between them. Mm. Like, they're like, oh, don't make Doja mad. She's not going to like the way you're dressed.
Or the way you look.
I was like, how did she even end up on this, like, random person's, like, live stream? And it's just, like, something in her prompted her to be like, I don't like the way you're dressed, or I don't like that you're doing that. I don't that like the way hilarious. You sing or something. Because, yeah, he's also a singer, and I'm pretty sure he also, like, after that, like, he took this as, like, extremely funny. Mm. And after that, I'm pretty sure he, like, posted a cover singing, like, a Doja song.
Oh, really?
It's really good funny. She's just very unhinged, but she's fairly funny. I feel like we're super invested in celebrity beef, but now also, like, with YouTubers, TikTokers, just, like, anyone that's famous online, I feel like we're super invested in their lives and we want to know everything that they're doing, which I understand because, yes, they're, like, a good form of entertainment and the stuff that happens between them is, like, really entertaining to us. And we're like, oh, my God, what are they doing now? Like, it's fun. It's great. Like, it's what keeps us on our toes. But it also, like, that and I know how we talked a lot about cancel culture, mm-hmm. especially with, like, the YouTube drama introducing cancel culture. Like, it's important to just be, like, that's a form of entertainment. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say it's a form of entertainment, but that, like, you shouldn't replicate that in your real life. Like, you should actually, like, talk to people.
Yeah, for
not,
sure.
Not, like, post weird, dumb apology videos online. Or, like, you know, it's, like, basically a meme now to post, like, to when we talk about, like, the apology videos, like, it's, like, a meme. Oh, me, like, fake crying, like, me putting eye drops in my eyes and being like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
See, like, it's good for us. It's fun to watch, mm-hmm. but I'm just, like,
and also with the thing with cancel culture as well. Like, everything that these celebrities do, it's magnified and scrutinized, mm-hmm. and I think, you know, we're all human at the end. Like, we all make mistakes. We all make the same mistakes. Yeah. So just, like, take a chill. Like, I, you know, I get so upset when I see all the hate comments under someone's TikTok
for doing, like, nothing.
Exactly. Yeah. And, like, I just don't understand why you have to do that, because everyone, like, you know, everyone's different. As cliche it is.
No, definitely. Like, cancel culture is becoming so strong. Like, people are canceling other people, or, like, other quote-unquote famous people when they've literally done nothing.
Mm-hmm. And if they've done something wrong, it's definitely, like, you have to keep them responsible and accountable for their actions.
Yeah. That's why cancel culture is such, like, a interesting, like, controversial topic, because it's like, yes, this person should get canceled for doing something at such a, like, large scale. Like, you have someone who literally did something so big, like, mm-hmm. it hurt other people, or something to do with politics or something, versus, like, someone who just, like, posted this video of them making fun of their friend or something, and someone's like, oh my God, like, how could you do that to your friend? Mm-hmm. And it's, like, a prank video or something. I don't know. Like, it's so, like, this range of it is, like, so wide.
Mm-hmm.
So you just need to be careful, like, there's a difference between someone like going out and like literally doing something that's so large scale that's like hurting people, or when they have a platform and they're not using it correctly, versus like someone posting like this video of like a prank or something and then later being like, oh, I'm so sorry, like that was just for fun, like that was just for the content. Like there's like a difference.
And I feel like the worst thing is the consequence is the exact same. Like they're still gonna get hate comments, but the degree of what they did is so different.
It's so like, it's so like contrasted. Like one thing is so small and one thing is so big. So
yeah.
I think it's just like so evident right now, cancel culture. And I think it honestly will be for a while. But as much as the celebrity beef and the drama is entertaining, just take everything you see online with a grain of salt. Thanks for listening to our episode about celebrity beef and drama.
This episode was written and hosted by Amrita Sundaresan and Nicole Chan. Edited by Allison Mitchell, produced by Auburn Diartel and Jonathan Park. Rhythm and News is one of four shows on the Daily Trojan Podcast Network. You can find more episodes anywhere you listen to podcasts, as well as our website, dailytrojan.com.